This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, where we are at Sutton train station, where further testing of the IRA app for blind and partially sighted rail passengers is taking place. Joining me to talk about this is once again Anthony Merlin, Accessibility and Engagement Manager for Go Via Thameslink Railway. Anthony, thank you very much for joining us again.
Thank you for inviting me, Hugh. It's great to be here.
Now, we've spoken to you last year in June when we were at Stevenage doing these trials, and it has further expanded now to further stations. Can you give us a bit of a reflection on how the last few months to a year have progressed with the IRA trials?
Absolutely. Thanks, Hugh. But yes, it was nearly a year ago. It was June last year. We launched IRA at four of our busy stations. We're really pleased to do that. At Go Via Thameslink Railway, we want everyone to confidently travel across our network, and that absolutely includes customers who are blind and partially sighted. A year ago, as I say, nearly a year ago, we launched at those four stations. We've had some great feedback from blind people to say that they have found IRA really helps them find their way around the stations. We've not had a huge amount of feedback, and I guess perhaps not surprisingly, it was only at four stations. But now we're expanding IRA to additional eight stations, really busy stations across our network. So a year on, we really want to raise awareness of IRA at those 12 stations and really ask our blind and partially sighted customers to use IRA, try it, and please to feed back to us as to how useful they find it.
Which stations is the trial operational at now? Which stations can people go to try it?
I'll list the stations where IRA is now in place. Brighton, East Croydon, London Blackfriars, Stevenage. They were the original four. And now extended to Bedford, Brent Cross West, Chichester, Eastbourne, Finsbury Park, Haywards Heath, Luton Airport Parkway and Sutton.
So plenty of stations there on that list. How do you feel about the success of this trial that you have gotten this expansion?
Certainly we've had some great feedback from blind customers who found that it's helped them to navigate stations, to use those stations more independently. We want more feedback. You know, we would love to see a wider rollout, even beyond the 12 stations where IRA is in place today. And the more feedback that we gain as to how useful customers find IRA, the better place will be to be able to perhaps do a wider rollout. I'd love to see as much feedback as possible so that we can look at a wider rollout in the future.
Now, IRA at the moment is naturally being trialled at these stations. Is there hope to make IRA availability at these stations permanent, or are we still a while away from that particular stage?
It's still very much a trial, but I would really like to think that we get a lot of feedback from blind and partially sighted customers that say that it's a great way of helping them to confidently travel on our network. And I'm really like to think we'll be in a position that we'll get that feedback in and that we will be able to do a far wider rollout than the initial 12 stations where it's in place today.
Let's talk about feedback. How can blind and partially sighted people give you feedback on their use of IRA at your stations?
We have a very simple and accessible form on the travel support pages on each of our websites, and really want as many customers as possible to try IRA, fill in that very simple, accessible form and to let us know about their experience in using it.
Anthony Merlin, Accessibility and Engagement Manager at Go Via Thameslink Railway, thank you very much for talking to us here at Sutton Station on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Hubert. Great to have a catch-up with you and to raise awareness of this app. Thanks very much.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.